Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Angel Antics. This is one of your hosts, Eileen Powers, and thank you. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We are so thrilled. We have a wonderful guest. She is an angel whisperer, and her name is Terry Marie. And we are thrilled to have her. She is an Amazon best-selling author, and we are so excited to have her here tonight with DC Love and myself, Eileen Powers, as your host. And so I'd like to bring on DC, and then we'll bring in Terry. DC, are you out there?
I'm here. Good evening. This is going to be really exciting, Eileen. Terry Marie, the angel whisperer, is with us, like you said, and she's also known as the Angel Lady, and she's so amazing. So I'm excited. So you know what? We should bring her on.
I am too. Terry, are you out there? Come on in, Terry.
Hello, beautiful Eileen and DC. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share with everyone who's listening and, of course, to bring in even more angels. Who knows what they'll have us do tonight, right?
Right. Well, welcome to Angel Antics. And do you go by Terry or Terry Marie?
By both names, Eileen, Terry Marie.
All right. Wonderful. I wasn't sure how to refer. Well, thank you for joining us. We're just thrilled to have you here. And we usually start our show with a little opening prayer or, something for our listeners to bring in, drop into their own heart space and bring in their own guides. Do you have anything you'd like to lead us in, or should we just do something that we normally do?
We can do both.
All right. Well,
you know what, Eileen, Terry
first
being,
of all,
she's being really modest. So, Terry, you do so many beautiful things with the angels, and you know what? We want you to just do one of them with us. Eileen, she just brings in the most amazing energy. You're gonna really be amazed.
Okay.
All right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
too.
You know what I'm
put
your seatbelt down because you may actually fly away. Yes, put your seatbelt on, everyone.
All right, yes, ma'am. If everyone will take one moment. Just one moment. And be present. Stop everything else and just absolutely be present in this moment. Take in a deep breath. Feet flat on the ground. And just breathe. Listen to the sound of our voice. And allow it to take you wherever it pleases. Archangel Metatron is showing up. And he is here to help us cleanse, balance, and align our energy, our chakra energy centers. Mother Earth is reminding me to ask you to imagine roots growing from the bottom of your feet, 6 feet around and down, down, down into the center of Mother Earth, where you are encouraged and asked and nudged a little bit to transfer all that is not of love and light, any fear, doubt, confusion, chaos, lack, limitation, anything, any form of negativity on any level, in any time or direction of space, and just give it to Mother Earth. She will return energy to you that is cleansed, transformed, transmuted, and healed. Archangel Raphael asks if you will please accept his emerald green light to flow through and around your body. Allow it in as much as you are able. The more you are able or willing to open, the further, the deeper, the more subtle, loving, and caring the healing can become. Emerald green permeates every fiber of your being, down through the cells and the DNA. All the while, Archangel Metatron is cleansing, balancing, and aligning all of your energy chakras. Archangel Michael is here to remove any unwanted negative energy from within and around you. Allow him to cut any energy or etheric cords and to remove any negativity from within those loving attachments that we have with each other, our family, friends, colleagues, and our partners. Archangel Jophiel is here, and she fills in all of those nooks and crannies with her amazing, unconditional rose light. Archangel Uriel is always also, slow down, guys, making an appearance to help you manifest through your solar plexus chakra, to clear it out, to empower, to offer you more confidence than you have, to raise it to the next level. Just breathe in, breathe out, and allow the energies to flow in, to settle where they need, and to flow out, carrying with them any debris of thought, emotion, negativity, mental, emotional, spiritual, or energetic, and just be in the moment. There is an angel standing behind you with his hands on your shoulders. There are angels on either side, and there is one in front of you. Let it all out. Breathe in, breathe out, and just feel the love, the acceptance of who you are now in this moment. The angels will remain with us as long as we are connected here, and all you need to do is to reconnect by closing your eyes and coming back to this moment and feeling their loving energy, their healing energy, their encouragement, to help you be aligned with your thought, your dream, the vision, and your life purpose. When you are ready, come back to this place and to this time, feeling recharged, renewed, balanced, and aligned. Are you ladies back?
Oh, yes, that was beautiful.
Really beautiful.
That was wonderful. Well,
good.
I'm pretty sure all of our listeners got a good connection through that blessing.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It is our pleasure to connect with each and every soul that is listening now or in any other time.
Oh,
we are in your hands, ladies.
Oh, beautiful. Eileen, are you back with us?
I think people are still coming back to their bodies, DC.
Yes. Well, your energy takes a little getting used to, and I've had an opportunity to be in your company, so I think I'm a little bit more attuned to it. And it's, like you said, it's amazing, beautiful energy. My goodness.
Well, thank you. While people are coming back, may I share a little bit about how I became known as or named the Angel Lady?
Yes.
Thank you. This is not something I just woke up one day and decided, well, I'm just going to be called the Angel Lady and y'all are going to have to get used to it. I was the one who got to get used to it. For 3 years, my friends and colleagues and my clients were calling me the Angel Lady. And I think this started, gosh, how many years ago, guys? 12 or so years ago. Before there was a business, before there was anything, I was just becoming consciously aware that I was actually speaking with them or they were speaking with me. And so for 3 years, people called me that before I dared have the courage to even put it on a business card. And then it took another 18 months before I didn't wince handing out that business card. And sometimes it still gets a little to be used to because it's a responsibility that I don't take lightly. And the thought used to come like, well, who does she think she is and all of these things. And it took me a long time to really grow into it. And I feel that it's pretty much a lifetime journey to grow into that responsibility. I didn't want it. But as you know, ladies, angels decide something once you've opened the door. There's not a whole lot going back, and there's not a lot of, I'm not doing that.
Boy, that's the truth.
So there you have it, that in a nutshell. The way we got started with all of this was I used to be in my day job, and that would be 60 years ago this summer is when I came to be doing this work full time. I had been doing it part time up until then, I think maybe 4 years prior to that, something like that. And I was an executive administrative assistant for a federal agency down here along the southwest border. It was a high-level stress position, and I learned how to bend time without even knowing that's what I was doing. I was the only female in a male environment, which, you know, didn't bother me too much, except it became very clear that I was not just female different, I was other different. You know, I was becoming more spiritually awakened. I was taking classes. And I had a challenge to balance between the realms, one foot in the physical and one foot in the spiritual. And I came across something in a bookstore, one of Doreen Virtue's virtual calendars. It was real small. I wanted something. I needed something to help me stay more balanced during the day because it was hard, it was difficult, and I was not doing well inside. I was maintaining my job, but it took a toll on me. And I had this small virtual calendar with angels, and it just had January 1st and 2nd, no days of the week, so you could keep using it. And one day I came across one of the quotes, and I sent the quote to 6 friends, you know, giving credit where it came from. And I didn't think anything about it. So, this is really cool, and I just sent it out to 6 people. A few days later, one of my girlfriends who was going through a rough time of her own, transition with job and whatnot, and she says, I read this and read it and read it again. I went, oh, a light bulb moment. Okay, well, I'll share more of them. To shorten this story a bit, it wasn't long before I found myself writing a little message. I'd read the quote, type it out, and then type out some little message to go with it. I don't remember what it was or anything. And then a couple weeks later, I noticed the quote and the message had nothing to do with each other. And I went, well, okay, that's where it's coming from. But I'm getting comments back, you know, wow, this really helped me today and this and that. So I went, all right, I'll just keep doing it. I think 4 to 6 months into this process that I was being gently guided into, I found myself back in the bookstore, which is not uncommon, and found an angel dictionary. So every morning at 4:44, when I used to wake up by the alarm clock, I would open up the angel dictionary, and whatever angel popped in intuitively, I would read a little bit about that angel and start channeling a message. At this point, I did know that I was channeling angels. Now I was channeling specific angels. So by the time this is all done, 2.5, 3 years later, there were 300 people receiving a daily angel message. There was no business. I was not doing readings, no healing work at the time. I was just simply doing this. And after 3 years, I was guided to start doing some of the other work because we had started doing readings and healings and started teaching classes. And that, in a nutshell, is how I just started doing it. Nobody said I couldn't do it, so I just do it.
Wow, that's a great story. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I know DC and I had, we have our stories. We're, of course, not going to share them right now, but, you know, we kind of have some similar things going on where we just started taking classes and opening up, and things started coming to us. So slowly and slowly. So, you know, that door doesn't always throw open at first. There's little steps on our path that opens that door wider and wider till we realize, this is my purpose. This is my path. I have to really walk it for a lifetime.
Exactly. And you know, most humans, sorry, go ahead, beautiful.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, most of us humans feel or believe we want to know everything all at once. And it's a good thing we don't, because I would have told them, oh, hell no, shut the door, locked it, taped it, sealed it, and nailed it shut, boarded it up. Because what I started out doing 6 years ago, going full-time, some of it's still the same, but it's not anywhere near the level. Writing books? Were you crazy? What do I know about writing about angels? I said, well, you don't have to know anything. We'll just tell you. Yeah, okay. So, you know, there's a lot of breathing and going, okay, along the way. Now, not so much when it comes to our work. Other areas of my life, I'm still working on. You know, I got that human part of me going on.
Yeah. Oh, that humanness never goes away. And, you know, the hardest thing I know in this is that people expect you to be, quote unquote, angelic all the time. It's impossible. We are having a human existence. We do have to deal with other humans that are maybe don't even know that there's a path out there, and their vibrations are lower, and we still have to deal with them. We can't always stay at this really high vibration where you channel 24/7. You just can't do it. But it's hard because people, you know, will question you for that or comment, oh, some kind of angel you are, but really, you know, you're just trying to get your fair shake in life, right? Just trying to put one foot in front of the other. It's not always easy knowing how to live in this world.
No, it isn't. You're absolutely spot on, beautiful. And here's the thing. When one of them I got to and still on occasion work with, well, I don't feel like I'm being very spiritual when I say, oh, go get a life, or, you know, how sad for you is what I want to say sometimes. And,
oh, my,
you know, I realize it's just the mind or the human coming out, and it's not that you can't do that, but that doesn't serve anything.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm wondering, every once in a while I will say something to someone, the things that make you go, hum, and one of my comments is, and good luck with that. You know, like, how's that working for you? And people just look at me. But, you know, angels aren't always sweet. Sometimes they can be somewhat sarcastic and say, you know, what's up with that? I mean, look who comes through with DC. You know, I won't say that she's quite an angel, but I will say that, you know, I do believe she went to heaven. And, you know, Joan Rivers, and she can come in and be pretty, pretty Joan Rivers, right?
Yeah.
But what she says, you know, it's funny, but it's real. It's, you know, what she says is real. It might be, a little, you know, buck up, kiddo, but it's real, right, DC, when she comes through you?
But it is real, and I've learned that, you know, she's, gives out love in her kind of way, and I'm so grateful for, you know, her being with me at this time. I mean, the stuff that comes out of my mouth at times, I'm like, uh-oh. But I realize, you know, sometimes that's the kind of message you have to deliver for a certain kind of person to really have them, like, listen, you know? So
yeah.
I'm getting to the point where I don't question, what I'm telling people. I'm just letting it out, whether it sounds, you know, angelic or not. I'm just, you know, I'm trusting, you know, and I'm giving the messages that I get. Yep.
Well, speaking of giving the messages you're giving, we have quite a few callers on here, and I'd really like to jump in and take some of them before we've completely run out of time. Because I want to hear Terry Marie give some readings to some of our listeners, and hearing the way that she's that they flow through her and deliver messages through her. So let's take our first caller. Let me ask you first before we take that caller, Terry Marie. Do you need time to prepare? Because the way I often run the show is DC will go ahead and read first because her angels just start talking to her right away. I have to do just a little bit more preparing. And when we work with Elijah Anderson, he even needs more time than we do to listen to the messages before he delivers them. So I'm just asking you, do the messages come to you quickly, or do you need to be the last reader?
We are ready. You can have us last. You can put us in the middle, wherever you like to have us. We are ready.
All right. If she's ready, we're going to let you go first. We'll let Terry, go first, Terry. I mean, Terry's ready, so that's cool.
All right. Okay, well, let me bring on our first caller, and that caller is from the 216 area code. 216, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
My name is Sharon.
Who?
How are you this evening? Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Welcome to Angel Antic. And
thank
tonight
you.
We have a special guest, Marie, and she's going to read for you first. Do you have a specific question for us tonight, or do you just like to hear what messages are meant for you?
What kind of messages of change is coming up for me that are taking place, what you're picking up on it?
Okay, so for changes.
That's about you.
All right. All right, Terry. Terry Marie, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, we're here.
All right.
Sharon, hello, beautiful. If you would let some of the fear go. You want the answer, but you're not sure that you're going to like it. So if you would just take a deep breath. The changes are good. They're a little scary because it's the unknown. And when there's an unknown factor, just a moment, please. Unknown factor, then the ego, what I call the ego chitter-chatter, the conscious mind starts to come into play. And Angel Balthiel, spelled B-A-L, T-H-I-E-L, Balthiel, the angel of forgiveness. If you will do some work with him, just ask him to help you do some forgiveness work. The situation that you're getting ready to leave or wanting to leave, there's some unsettled business, although you're not able to really speak it out loud. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel will help you clear out your throat chakra. Not so that you can speak it out loud, because sometimes it's not appropriate, beautiful. However, those two angels will help you. And, you know, sometimes it's not that we're afraid to speak it. It's just we know it's not going to do any good. It's going to cause more harm. And so we don't speak. But we also swallow, and then we stop. And then it gets all down in our solar plexus and mucks, you know, messes up all of our chakras, especially our solar plexus. If you will also allow Archangel Jophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L, to help you with the unconditional love piece for yourself.
Okay.
That will really help you move forward in all areas of your life, not just physical movement.
Okay.
And stop thinking so hard. You're giving me a headache.
I do think a lot. I do.
So ask again, you know, put in the angel's hands, okay?
Okay. That was great.
Hi, Sharon.
All right.
DC.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Good. I'm getting, you're transforming. You're that beautiful butterfly now. You're transforming. You're almost there, and you know you just have to have faith in these beautiful changes that are taking place. Okay, so the caterpillar is almost a butterfly, is what I'm getting. Okay, and you just have to let go and let the changes occur naturally, sort of like going with the flow, and don't worry about anything. Just embrace the new you, okay, and just stay. In your happy place, go with the flow, connect with joy. And when you really make this transformation, you're going to see opportunities that are coming, okay? And there's going to be celebrations. And Spirit is asking that you affirm that you are a spirit of pure love. What I'm getting as well is you've got to cleanse your energy, okay?
Okay.
You've had, like, either negative people or negative energy around you, like lower vibrations, and you've really got to start, you know, cleansing. And you can call upon Archangel Michael. He'll come in. He'll help cleanse and protect your energy. And just ask him to remove, like, any and all negativity, whether it's your body, mind, or spirit, and he'll purify wherever you are, whether it's your home, your workplace, you know, with family. And you're going to feel so much more joy, okay? You're very intuitive, but presently, you know, until you cleanse, I feel like your intuition is a little bit clouded, okay?
Okay.
So that's really going to help. And the angels want you to be sensible about your decisions. Always use common sense. Please try to stay focused and grounded with your energy and your thoughts, okay? And I'm getting, you know, I'm getting the word healing around you. So there's some healing. And you really got to, you know, you've got to be, you know, wanting this healing, willing for this healing. And I'm getting that with the healing, you're sort of going in a different direction.
Okay?
And the direction have a positive change on your life. And I don't know what you've been, you know, asking the angels for, but I'm getting whatever it is, you're going to be manifesting it this summer, okay?
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me, like you are going to be manifesting this summer, okay? Let's see. Okay, are you questioning either relationships or, you know, something else or lifestyle? Because I'm getting, you know, just the energy that you're putting into your life is going to bring, like, a beautiful, beautiful, positive outcome for you. So stay optimistic and have faith, okay?
Okay.
Whatever it is you're questioning, whether it's, like, life choices, relationships, you know, whatever, it's going to be beautiful, okay?
Okay. That's
I
wonderful.
Hope that helped you, honey. And I'm going to turn you over to Colleen, Sharon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon. This is Eileen, and I want to say Terry Marie and DC Love for those beautiful readings they both gave. What I have for you tonight, actually, I'm seeing Archangel Jophiel come in, and he's telling you that lately you kind of have this false sense of entrapment, and it's really about material things and, you know, just having to deal with the material world, and all of these thoughts are really fear-based. So what you need to do is you need to take some quiet time and, you know, really meditate or contemplate what's really going on and, you know, kind of have an argument with the wants and needs committee and, you know, see, you know, have that debate between the two and see, you know, what your needs really, really are, because that's all you really need to worry about right now. Because just those wants are just not, they're getting in your way. We'll just put it that way. They are getting in your way right now. And so I also see that you've really got some spiritual growth that is going to be enhanced as you move forward. It's kind of like falling in love with this relationship. And it's going to enhance your own intuition and really deliver you your own messages. You know, it's kind of that quiet time I'm asking you to take for yourself is also going to move you forward in that. It's going to be like a stirring of your heart. Something's going to capture you if it hasn't already in the spiritual realm. And as you start working with those energies, there is going to be a lot more love and positivity that's going to be entering your life. So it's time for you. It's time for you to move forward and just take even just one step towards, an intuitive path of some sort, some type of spiritual growth in some sort of way for you is what I'm seeing, that you just really need to take that step right now. Find like-minded people. Seek out, you know, other confidants that are doing the same type of thing. Even take a class or some, you know, ask for some professional advice from someone already doing it. Any one of us here on the show today could, you know, give you a little bit of advice, a little bit of directions on where to go, even if they're just small steps. And also just know that you are really, really safe, that your guides and guardians really have been watching out for you. And they are here to help you along that path, no matter how small or how large step you want to take on it. It's your time. So go ahead and, you know, just really, you know, contemplate on what it is that you want to do. As we said in the beginning of the show, that it's not a big, huge step all at once. It's a series of baby steps that have you do this. And that's the reading that I have for you today, Sharon. I hope that resonates with you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you
all
for calling.
Three of you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And our next caller is, let me work my way through the switchboard. Our next caller is from the 269 area code. 269, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Debbie. How are you guys doing?
Good. It's Belia?
No, Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Oh, thank you, Debbie. Wonderful. Well, welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us today? Or would you like just to know what your angels would like you to know?
Just a general reading would be fine with me, if you don't mind.
All right. Wonderful. Terry Marie, are you ready?
We are. Betty, what are you nervous about?
Excuse me?
What are you nervous about? There's nervous energy around you. Can you lower that just a little bit, please?
I'm not really nervous about anything.
Okay. What is the energy that you're carrying around with you? Because truthfully, I'm not getting anything at the moment. There seems to be a lot of static energy around you.
Hmm. Oh, I don't know.
You know what? This is DC. Let me just see if I can connect with her, and then you could maybe, like, see what you pick up after I talk to her for a couple minutes, maybe. Would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Deb, how are you, hon?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. Okay, what I'm getting for you is that you're really sensitive to energy around you. So what I'm getting is I feel like the sensitive energy, like the nervous energy or whatever, you're sort of like a sponge, and you've been absorbing someone else's, you know, energy is what the angels are showing me.
Well, that could be possible because I have a friend of mine that's really going through some things, and she's been really leaning on me a lot. You know?
Okay, that's good. But you've got to realize when you connect with people and you help them, even like a friend, you've got to clear that energy, okay? Because
right.
You sort of, it happens. I mean, it happens with light workers, and you're a light worker. I mean, you help a lot of people. But you've got to, you know, clear your thoughts and your emotions and everything, because it's sort of like you have like a cloud over your head. It's like a little foggy, okay?
Okay.
And you may yourself find that you're struggling with things because you need to ask Archangel Michael to come in and to cleanse, you know, your energy and protect it as well, okay? And just ask him, you know, to come in and whatever negativity is around you to remove it and to purify you, and then he'll seal you up and everything. Okay, and then you're going to notice that your vibrations become a lot higher. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm getting you sort of to like a healing on all different kinds of levels yourself. There's like healings going on a physical as well as an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's something in your life, there's a life situation or whatever, and you can change it, you know? Just, you know, keep looking forward to what you're wanting, okay?
Right.
And You're being healed yourself from, like, past experiences, Deb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, you know, allow the angels to come in. This is a time for you to be really creative now and start expressing yourself, and it's time for you to get in touch with that inner child, okay? What is it that you enjoy? Connect with, you know, whatever it is that you enjoy, whether it's a hobby, you know, anything like that, a hobby, an activity, and that's really going to help you to have opportunities come your way.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you do have a beautiful, strong spiritual connection. Okay?
Alrighty.
And Archangel Michael is, you know, he's prominently around you. And he's going to give, you know, he's going to give you the strength and the courage to heal the areas of your life that need healing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And he has a beautiful sword with him, and he's offering you protection and courage and strength. And he's saying if you're facing a time in your life that seems, you know, like where there's healing and you don't feel like it's possible to heal, please call upon him. He's going to empower you with all the beautiful tools that he has. And he's going to resolve any situation that's around you. Okay?
All right.
So I don't know if you've presently, like, had something going on and, you know, you needed some healing, but Archangel Michael is coming in prominently. So I do feel that there's something in your life presently that you need to be healed of as well, Deb.
Okay.
Okay. So all just, right, like I said, connect with Archangel Michael and let him clear that energy. Okay, but I'm just wanting to let you know this is going to be a beautiful time of new beginnings for you. It's sort of like you're going into the unknown, but it's going to be really exciting. Okay? So you're starting a brand new cycle of your life. It's going to be a cycle of prosperity and accomplishments. And just the angels are saying they want you to affirm, life just gets better and better, okay?
Right.
Okay, honey, I'm going to turn you back over to Terry and to Eileen. God bless, hon. Thank you for calling us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, DC, for helping to clear the way and the energy of this beautiful soul who's on the phone with us. While you and Debbie were connecting, Metatron and Ms. Rock came in. Metatron is the archangel that will help you with Archangel Michael or Michael to clearing out your energy. Metatron will help clear, balance, and align your chakras even further at a deeper and higher level. And Nisroch, N-I-S-R-O-C, he's the angel of freedom to help free you from all of the energy from everyone else that you are, it's being collected and stored into your body, into your aura. So perhaps you can do some incense, sage or lavender, and possibly even take a salt bath, beautiful. That will help detox your physical body.
Okay.
Okay. In with what DC has shared with you, that will help get you even further. As you know, as far as protecting yourself, just a minute, protecting yourself and filtering out. And with the filtering out, Archangel Josiel reminds us to put or imagine a bubble of pink light around you. You're still accessible, you're still approachable, and yet it will help to filter out most of the negative energy of anyone around you.
Okay.
And that's all I'm receiving on your behalf, beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry Marie. I have something for you, and it actually is somewhat similar. I also had Archangel Josiel come in, but really towards the end of what I have to tell you. It was, you know, basically what Terry Marie said about, you know, dealing with that negative energy that's around you, because that negative energy creates fear-based thoughts. And then we start our own quote unquote stinky thinking, and we start thinking about things we shouldn't, and we, you know, bring that energy in, and that's not good. And so, but what I have to tell you about that is, goes to really a little bit more of the matter of the fact, and it could be that you know, this friend of yours is going through a process and is, you know, bringing out her energy and her issues and problems. And they don't always, what I'm seeing is it doesn't always go along with how you believe or the type of decisions that you would actually make. And so I think this is twofold, because it's a balance. Part of it says, you know, to stand your ground and, you know, kind of say what you think you should. But on the other hand, you also need to choose those battles wisely. That person may not be ready to hear all of it right away. So does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I also see Archangel Gabriel coming in,
and saying that you need to look at things from a different perspective. So, you know, it is still important to be yourself, but you might want to, you know, I know there's always 2 points of view. Well, there isn't. There's, you know, sometimes 5 or 6 points of view. And so there's many different perspectives to a certain story. And so maybe look at things from a little different perspective, but it's still important to be yourself. So on that yin and yang of whether you should stand your ground or whether you should choose those battles wisely, that's going to be up to you. That's when you need to drop into your heart space, even in the middle of a conversation, and pray and say, should I allow these words to come out of my mouth, or should I just choose my battles and pick a different one than this one? So that's when you have to use that, your own, you know, that's when you call in those angels, you know, Jophiel and Gabriel and the other angels, Michael and the angels that they've mentioned to you, and ask them that question and let them give you the answer of whether to open your mouth or not. But for you, my dear, it really is perfect time for you to start on some new projects, give birth to some new conditions for yourself, change the energy around yourself, and put some energy into you. And it is just greatly important to really just, you know, just have that around you, all right? And that's the messages I have for you from your angels for you tonight.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Debbie. Thank you for calling in. I don't know why I'm giggling. The angels have me giggling tonight. It's kind of odd. So, oh, well, that's good. I'm having a good time over here. I hope you guys are too. The next caller I have is from the 678 area code. 678, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Welcome to Angel Antics. You're here with BC Love, Eileen Pallett, and our special guest, Terry Marie. Do you have a question for us tonight, or can we just give you see what the guardians, guides, and angels want you to know?
Yes, just a general would be good.
Awesome.
Hello, beautiful
All
Regina.
Right. Hi.
As soon as you and Eileen started connecting, the first angel, and I don't know if any others will come in, they may, but Barakiel, Barakiel, Angel Barakiel came in very strongly. He is an angel of prosperity and abundance, of moving forward. And he's giving me an image, and I'm sitting here on my end of the phone with my eyes closed so I can actually see. And he's giving me an image of either helping you or that you're already in the process, and he's going to assist you in the process even more of dismantling the negative beliefs or the negative stories that you have been telling or have been led to believe that they are your truth around money. Being able to either manifest more, get a better job, get a promotion, or do something that you really love and be able to take care of yourself without just getting by the skin of your teeth.
I'm not sure
if this is that fitting you for right now?
Yes, that's a lot of that is going on because I am looking for work, but at the same time I got other things that take here and there, and I'm trying to make it manifest to something more.
Okay. So whoever told you in the beginning that you weren't worth much, that you're not going to find another job, or that it's really hard right now, please stop telling yourself that story.
Okay. I will.
Because the truth is, you're really good at what you do. And for whatever reason, you're no longer at that place where you were. And the other two angels that just came in for you are Archangel Uriel, Uriel. He will help you manifest. So tell him what it is you want. You know, good work environment, what kind of work you want. The salary that you deserve, Now, you can, it can be double or triple that you asked for from before, but you have to believe it. So if, okay. And this is not meant as any kind of a, thank you, an insult. It is as an example, because whole numbers are easier for me in my head. Angels I do really well, math not so much. So if you were making $10 an hour, for example, you were making more probably, but just for an example, you could ask for, you know, $15 an hour or double. You know, sometimes I will often say, I'm so grateful that I'm making double what I used to.
Okay. That's a good way of doing that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you see the gas prices go up or you're at the checkout counter on the groceries and you just say, you know what, I'm so happy that I have the money, that I have this, I've got it, and just say thank you in your head.
Mm-hmm.
The Archangel Uriel will also, that's part of Barakiel's message, and Uriel is also about helping you manifest. So you write down what it is you want. And then you can be as specific as you like, beautiful, and at the end you say thank you for this or something better.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I can definitely can do that. Yes. Because I have been, like, being more thankful. Yes. Yes, because I, you know, because I've been thankful for, like, little stuff. Like, I mean, things that you wouldn't think to be thankful for. So I do that every day. And
good. And if you would, be kind to yourself and take the word little out.
Okay.
Because we humans, too, you know, Abraham Hicks often says you can manifest a button or a castle. We're the ones who put the priority and the importance and the, well, this is kind of a silly little thing. Are the angels even going to bother with me? Yes. We're the ones who judge it, not them. And the other angel who came in beautiful is Balthiel. B as in boy, A-L-T-H-I-E-L. Angel of forgiveness. And forgive those silly people who let you go.
Okay. I can do
that.
And,
and just say thank you for the opportunity. I forgive you and I forgive myself. And what you're forgiving yourself for, you don't have to list it all out. But part of what you're forgiving yourself for is believing anything anybody ever said to you, that you were not good enough, lazy, stupid, or, you know, whatever the words are. Whatever they made you feel, stop eating that.
Okay.
And just, you know, start with the people that you used to work for. Say thank you for the opportunity. I learned a lot. I love you and I forgive you. And this is the unconditional love. And then you, I love myself and I forgive myself. And you're forgiving you for believing that you are no longer necessary, needed, or worthy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, beautiful. And start seeing you get that paycheck in your bank account or put it under your pillow or whatever it is you do with it. Start seeing you have one.
Right. Yes. You're right. You're definitely right. I need to start putting that more often. Yes.
Absolutely. And your energy just went up a couple notches, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good girl. Good for you. Keep on doing the work.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Regina, this is DC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to connect with you as well this evening.
Oh, great. Me too.
What the angels are showing me, they're actually pointing to your crown chakra, okay? And they're asking you to trust and follow the guidance that you are receiving, okay? And they're saying, Regina, you already know the truth, and you know what the best, you know, course of action is going to be. Just trust in the knowledge that you have, and then you can go forth and take action, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've just got to honor, you know, what you're getting from the universe and know that you're supported. And you have the ability to tap into that universal wisdom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is you can call upon Archangel Uriel. He's the angel of divine wisdom and knowledge. And just ask him to come in and to, you know, clear and balance your crown chakra. And he's going to come in as well. And he's going to help, like, boost your faith a little bit, okay? And he's going to help you to not only, like, boost your faith, but he's going to help you to act upon the ideas that you're receiving, okay?
Right.
So he's the first angel that I saw come in. I'm also seeing that you've done something recently, and it's sort of like time to move on. And we have Archangel Gabriel coming in for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know what you've done recently, but I feel like you said, you're moving on. And whatever you've done, you know, you're being congratulated.
Wow. Okay.
And but I also, I'm getting Archangel Ariel is coming in now. And there's something around you that you sort of like have to let go of, okay? There may be like a little bit of negative thinking, and we don't want to think negatively. We don't want to hold on to that. Whenever there's an issue, we always would, you know, prefer to give it to the angels, because if we hold on to negative thinking, it could create like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay? So Archangel Ariel is asking you, Regina, just refocus, okay? And you're going to be able to turn the situation around. Okay, I don't know if you're, like, I'm getting feeling it's either, like, money or it's health, okay, that I'm feeling. But know that, like, everything is going to be fine, and we have Archangel Jeremiah coming forward, and he's talking about new beginnings. So you're going to be starting, like, in a new direction, and your life is going to be beautiful, okay? You've done the work, and that's why you're, you know, you're going to start onto this new path. And Archangel Jeremiah is going to come in and, you know, help you to have, you know, the direction that you.
Hello?
Hello?
You're... Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Gee, where?
Oh, can you hear me?
Gee, it's your.
I don't know
it's
what
happened.
It's
usually my phone. It's usually my phone that hangs up.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Did I hang up?
Okay. There
you
are.
No, she's back. You're.
The energy,
you
zapped the line.
Well,
I know.
Archangel Jeremiah is saying, you are starting a brand new life, okay? And everything that you've done up until this moment has brought you here, hon, okay?
Okay.
So you're sort of finding your purpose. You're gaining beautiful clarity, and with that comes unlimited opportunities. So it's going to be really, really beautiful. And you have, you know, Archangel Gabriel coming forward again, and she's going to help you to make those choices that you need to make. And you're sort of like, you know, with other people, it's not by yourself, and you have like a common vision between you. And Archangel Gabriel is asking you to be like really bold and ambitious, okay? So you have a choice to make, and don't, you know, don't sit there and not make a choice. You can't be indecisive. And she's saying the right choice is to follow your heart, hon, okay?
Okay.
So just follow your heart, and that's going to lead you in the right direction. And I'm seeing everything that you've been asking for is coming, okay? You know, the material needs are getting met, and they're going to come, like, in unexpected ways.
Wow.
Is what the angels are showing me. And they're sort of showing me, like, pennies from heaven. So there's pennies, like, so there's going to be, like, a monetary, you know, gift as well. I'm seeing, are you going back to school or thinking about going back to school? Because I'm getting possibly, like, scholarships or grants.
Oh, that would be awesome. Now, yes.
I'm
that's
sort of
the only
getting
way I would
that,
go
like,
back to school. Yes.
Well, I'm getting that you're sort of, like, that's part of your life path. That there's going to be a lot of schooling involved.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's what the angels are showing me. So you're going to be on that path for a little bit, okay, hon? And just really take a deep breath. And just reflect on how awesome that life is really going to be. And just know that the universe is supporting you with all the success that you have coming. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank
God bless
you.
And I'm going to turn it over to Eileen. Don't leave
do.
Us just yet. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. All right. What I have for you is just a little bit different. And that is that you need to really start finding the magic in the little things in life. And because lately you've had kind of a desire to move on, you've been searching for something more meaningful, and it really is time that you know, you find these achievements that you so desire. And these are going to be in the spiritual and emotional growth areas. And what I see is that you actually have the ability for divine healing. You have
you know, you have the ability to be that medicine woman and really promote healing with others. You know, the divine power of Gaia, you know, of Mother, Father, Earth, and that connectedness with all that is above and all that is below, all that is within and all that is without, is you encompass that. And right now you have a real opportunity to open those doors. And so if you feel a calling to move towards a spiritual area in your life, I'm actually really seeing that for you. Really, you know, call upon Mother Earth. It might even be working with environmental issues, because I see a lot of Mother Earth coming in through this. But it's your time to make that choice. You know, there is a thing that I've been studying lately that is a new earth movement. And it really is about doing what we can for Mother Earth. And I see that this is actually a great calling for you. I'm seeing that you actually have the ability to help join that type of whatever area. There's many different areas. Us doing light work and doing card readings and healing work and channeling angels is part of that light work. So I see that your light work really should have to do with Mother Earth. So if you feel a calling at all, when the door is open, walk through them. That's what I see for you, Regina.
Okay. I haven't gotten to that point yet of spiritual calling. I haven't gotten there yet. But if it does, I will call back and let you know whenever it does.
All right. And that's
right,
fine.
Thank
you know,
you.
You'd be surprised. You know, today you might not see anything and you might not think of anything coming in your future. And then all of a sudden, bam, a door opens and maybe there's a new job in an environmental, you know, place or blah, blah, blah. And it might be the one you're meant to walk through. And so I wish you luck. And please call us back and let us know, especially if some, you know, if that door does open, let us know that that was the direction you really were called into and your angels directed you that way. All righty?
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Great reading.
You have a great night.
You too.
All right, our next caller I see is from the 845 area code. 845, are you there?
Hi, yes. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for the wonderful show, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I have the joy to speak to tonight?
This is Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you? I thought that might be your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in. We have a wonderful guest named Terry Marie, and she's just awesome. I'm thrilled that you called in for a reading, Katerina.
Thank you.
Terry?
Thank you.
Of course.
All you ladies are just amazing, really. Just such sincere and heartfelt advice. It's beautiful.
Oh.
It really is.
Thank you so much. Terry Marie, Katerina is a very dear old friend of both DC Love and myself. And I welcome her to the show. And what do you have for Katerina tonight?
Katerina, are you wanting just to hear what they have for you, or did you have a question specifically, beautiful?
Maybe just geared towards work, I guess, if people that I'm presently speaking with are good for a matchup to move ahead.
There is something off, so your intuition is spot on.
Mm.
It's not a bad place. Gosh, if you do get this position, it won't be for long, but it will be under it. Okay, just a second, guys. Slow down. want to be clear on what we mean by that. If you do accept the position, and you may or may not, but in the moment, in the energy that I'm sensing, is everything is in flux. So mm-hmm. you're not sure if you want it because there's something kind of tugging at you. It would be good experience. That doesn't mean you have to take it. If you do accept it, if they do offer it, because there's a little bit of a mismatch
mm-hmm.
energetically, you won't be there for long, but it'll be by your choice. And the number I'm getting is 6 months. So if you take the position that you're looking at, you won't be there for six months. Or if you stay where you are, then something even better comes along in 6 months. And you won't have that decision yet because you don't know enough. Have you had your first interview yet?
Not really. It was like a phone call, and, you know, we spoke a little bit, and so now I'm kind of waiting to hear back, like, the person's thoughts on the merit of what I'm wanting to do.
Okay, and here's the other piece that just slipped into place. Don't wait. Keep
really?
On putting yourself out there. So don't, don't wait just for this one. Keep on putting yourself out there. Archangel Mishael will help clear the path so that you can see more clearly. It doesn't feel like this person or these people are underhanded. There's just something that's not quite right match at the moment.
I see.
All I'm getting right now, DC, can you fill in some more pieces?
Thank you so much.
Would you please?
Yes. You know, what I'm getting is, Kat, the word creativity just kept, like shouting to me. I just kept hearing creativity. So you have sort of like a creative block right now. Okay? And that's what the angels are showing me. You have this pent-up energy, sort of, that needs to come out, okay? So you've got to do something to connect with the cat, whether it's dancing or, like, something that you like, and get in touch with that energy, okay? Because the angels are telling you, Kat, you have something beautiful and unique that you're going to bring to this planet that can only come from you, okay?
Wow.
And it's going to be a beautiful masterpiece, hon.
Okay.
And when you create this beautiful masterpiece, it's going to bring blessings to the world.
Oh,
so
wow.
Please embrace your creativity, okay? And it's going to help you to really realize your ability to manifest. And this is, you know, you're going to be manifesting, like, lifelong. And the only thing that's going to limit you, hon, is your imagination.
Wow.
Okay? So, I mean, that's what I got. And when you I saw the beautiful color magenta. I don't know if you like magenta.
That's like a red, right?
Well, it's like a deep pink, like a really, really deep pink, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and that
that
deep pink connects with our inner knowing. It brings truth, clarity, and faith, okay? And it actually awakens, you know, your enthusiasm, and it helps you to connect with the higher realms, okay?
Okay.
So even if you, if you had a swatch of this magenta or whatever, it doesn't mean that you have to wear it. But something of that color just to connect with, it's going to help you to connect with your deeper wisdom, the deepest wisdom, hon, okay?
Okay.
So that's really important. I'm getting, your loved ones, your dad, your grandmother.
Thank you.
They're all waving to you, hon, from heaven, and they're saying, Kat, everything's fine. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't want you to worry. Just please stay positive because, our thoughts create our future.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And just know that I'm seeing stars, and I'm getting this too. And just know that you deserve the very best, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, make that wish because good fortune, inspiration, and success is going to be yours, Kat.
Thank you. Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And
thank you.
Another message that I have is you really have to start feeding your spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like we feed the physical body, we have to feed the spirit. And only you know what your spirit is hungering for. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and that's what I have for you. I hope that helped. And
yes.
We're
going
to turn you over now to Eileen. God bless you, Kat.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. What I have for you, I actually have seen two different things, okay? And so I'm going to give you you first. You have actually really planted your seeds really well. You've put yourself out there. You've really created who you are. And, you know, it's just unnecessary worry about what's going to come in. Just know that as these phone calls come in and people, you know, want the work that they've seen or the work that you've done, just know they are calling you. You didn't call them. They called you. So just know that when they do that, the ball is in your court. So just choose wisely. Sometimes there is temporary pauses in action when things are happening. So, you know, Kat, I know you well enough. Just really, when these things come up, you know, I love that you, please still call us too, because we love to hear from you. But drop into your own heart space and ask yourself also, because then feel for a vibration in your body, because those are the answers, are your vibrations. And the more you do this, the more you will recognize what the vibrations mean and what they mean to you. It's like people that work with pendulums. Some people, I guess, by the way. Oh, there you go. Well, okay, so some people, a yes is up and down, and a no is back and forth. With other people, a yes is spinning in a circle, and a no, that pendulum drops to a dead stop.
Right.
So, it's about that. It's, you know, it's that. Anyway, yeah. The next thing I have is... don't be unwilling to make a decision. I know you sometimes feel a stalemate, but pretending that, you know, that everything is going to work out without you making a decision is just not going to happen. You have to, you know, like you say, drop into your heart space, feel the vibration, decide what a yes is, and decide what a no is. And you know, if the vibration of your pendulum works for you, use that tool. It's a tool. We all use tools. Many of us use vibrational tools. Sorry, somebody just pulled in. We use vibrational tools. We use pendulums. We use the feeling of the vibration that we feel in our own bodies. Sometimes we get messages. Sometimes we use cards. Sometimes we use stones or runes. There's just so many tools out there. There's nothing wrong with using tools for your messages. And so in that, just ask your tools. Use your tools and ask your heart space. Put the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, which turns a light switch on. And when you do that, you connect yourself with your own heart space and your third eye. Do that and ask yourself the questions and see what rate you vibrate at. Ask yourself yes questions, ask yourself no questions, and then ask the questions that you're not sure of the answer and see which way you vibrate. Does that work for you, Kat?
That's amazing. Yeah,
right.
That's really amazing.
Now,
wow.
I have a little bit more, but I'm not sure if it's meant specifically for you or if it is simply meant for all of our callers, because I do work with tools. I work with, tonight I'm working with two different decks, and actually they're both, Terry Marie mentioned her earlier, they're both decks are from Doreen Virtue.
Oh, wow.
And on the secondary deck that I'm using, which is my goddess guidance. It's the very first deck I own, and they're wonderful. They have always given me very clear messages. I have gotten a message with these three cards that came up. One of them has come up three times tonight, and the other, actually two of them have come up three times tonight. One of them has come up twice. So this is a message, I believe, maybe for one of those listeners that didn't call in. It could also be for you, Kat, because it did come up during your reading exactly this way. So let me deliver that really quick. And if it resonates with you, please hold on to it and just know how this vibrates for you. And that is that each of you need to take some quiet time alone, take rest, meditate, and contemplate. Quiet time is very important. If you can get outdoors to do it, great. If you can get out under the stars and do it, that's almost even better. There's some sort of vibration that happens in the evening in the cool air that is just amazing. Please try and do that. Your ideas right now are really fertile. It is really perfect time for you to key in on any new project. And so this really does relate to you, Kat. It really is time for you to key in on a new project and give birth to those new conditions. It is just optimum time for you. You're very fertile for your ideas. It is, and the last thing that goes along with this, so is a golden opportunity. It is important that when the doors open, that you walk through them. So to wind this up for you, Kat, and for everyone, it is time to drop into your heart space, take some quiet time, and ask yourself those questions. So this is for you, but it may be for everyone. It's definitely for you, Kat. I'm
wow.
getting that message right now. And that is that you need to just really drop into your heart space and ask yourself and contemplate your answer. Meditate on it. Contemplate your answer. It is perfect timing for new projects and new birth. It is time to just give birth to that. Walk through the doors as soon as they open. If the opportunity is called, it is golden for you. And that's the message I have for you tonight. And I believe that last portion of it is for maybe a few other people on the call tonight. And that's what I have. Sorry, I hope I didn't go too long. I just got lost in that. I love you, Kat.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much
Thank
for calling.
You. Thank you all so
you're
much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Love you. Uh-huh. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's see my next caller. My next caller is from the 617 area code. It looks like they hung up and called back in, but I drop calls all the time. So I did
Hello?
Write down the beginning. 617, are you there? Hi. Welcome
I
to Angel
am
Antics.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
How is everybody?
And who's this?
This is Annette.
Great. Hi, Annette. Welcome to our show.
Thank
we
you.
We have a special guest tonight. Yes.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Very much me. Yeah,
How
we're
are
thrilled
you?
To have her.
Yes. It's a good show.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Beautiful.
Annette, do you have a specific question for us tonight?
Yes. My question is in regards to work. I'm looking to leave in the fall, but the universe may have another plan. So I like to see, actually, what's the energy around my company?
Around your company? Your
yes,
company
around the company that I work for. The company that I work for.
There are some relationship challenges there. Angel Archangel Hamiel came in right away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some repair work to do. That doesn't mean you have to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to go.
Yes.
It just feels like you've been doing a lot of your own spiritual growth, and so there's an energy rift from where you were to
mm-hmm.
where you are.
Yes.
And where you're going, because you're continuing that path, and yet the people around you are having a real issue with defining your role energetically because you no longer fit where you were, and
yeah.
so they don't know how to not just interact with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is ask Archangel Haniel to help you smooth the edges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Jophiel just popped in, and you can ask her to help you flood the whole entire area work area with her beautiful rose or pink light, and that's unconditional love, and that will help everything. It will be a little bit easier for you to know when to move on. Does the university want you sooner?
Yes.
You said something. Well, why would you wait?
That's true. That's very true.
Why would you wait? You can start the healing work and say, yes, I'm ready. When do you want me? And then give your 2 weeks notice when it's appropriate. But why make someone wait if that's what you want to do? And it feels like you do.
I do.
A very strong positive. So why wait?
That's true. That's very true. Well, it's interesting that you say that my energy doesn't fit anymore. Could you explain that a little bit more?
Yes. Your energy. Okay. Thank you for the image. Most of us have seen a bucket of crabs once or twice. Maybe it's been on TV or in person, and we have this bucket of crabs, and there's like a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two or three crabs that try to crawl up the side. And what do the other guys do? Pull them back.
Yes.
Does that help explain it?
So am I one of the crabs? Am I one of the crabs crawling up along the side of the bucket?
Because you're no longer part of the status quo. You're no longer part of the group, quote unquote, because you have detached yourself from some of the drama. I say some because it's not been easy.
You've had part
of a relationship, you know, time with these people, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, really? Oh, we're talking about that again. Oh my Lord, can you all just shut up and can we move on?
Yes.
Oh my God, that kind of thing.
You're right there. You're right there. Yeah. It's true. I have totally. It's like I made a conscious decision that I needed to shift. And when I did that, my work became a lot easier. Now I wasn't doing it for the company. I was doing it for me. But the company benefited from it. And they're benefiting from it. My work changed. I mean, I'm on point with my work.
I'm going to interrupt you for just a second.
Sure.
Now, you also benefited from that because now you have a better position and the people at the university want you like now.
Yes.
So
I'm happy.
I'm
actually laughing. I've never been happier. I cannot stop laughing, and people are looking at me like, "What is she laughing for?" I mean, it's this energy where it's giggly and it's funny and it's laughter. When people don't see me laughing, they're like, "Okay, what's going on? Are you okay?
And
is everything all right?"
This particular question has come up two or three times, so I'm gonna just go ahead and ask you. I don't need you to answer it out loud, but this is something to contemplate. Why are you punishing yourself by making the university wait? Why are you punishing yourself by staying where you are? No need.
Okay. Can I tell you what it is?
You certainly may.
It's not the fear of moving on. It's I just had the thought and I knew what it was and it just like disappeared. And it's like poop, gone.
That's okay, because you're meant to keep it to yourself.
Okay.
To keep it sacred, to keep it powerful and empower you. So tomorrow is Thursday.
Yes.
You call the university people up and you say, okay, fine. All I need is 2 weeks notice.
I love it. I love it. You're bringing me to tears.
Oh, well, didn't mean to do that.
No, that's okay because it's just time. It's time to get out of the muck.
And it's time to give yourself permission to accept
right.
the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You're worthy, you're deserving,
yes.
and if you couldn't do the job, they would not be at you to hurry up and get there.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So what are you going to do tomorrow morning at 9:05?
I'm going to put my notice into the universe.
To the universe or the university?
To the university.
Okay, first you're going to call them and you're going to get your offer letter in hand in case you don't already have it with a start date, and then you give your present company the notice.
Oh, of me going to school? Are we talking about the same thing?
I don't know. You said university in the fall, so it feels like a job.
Yeah, actually leaving the company and going on to something else.
Yeah. Why wait?
Okay. That's true. Yeah.
All right, DC.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And at this
thank you.
Hey, hon, God bless. I'm feeling like sort of like stuck. And you feel like you're stuck like in regard to work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's so far from the truth, okay?
I mean,
you
I'm
have,
stuck in the work there because I don't, it's like
but
I
you
just.
Have the power, not stuck anywhere. You know what, you don't, if when you say you're stuck, you're going to be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Trust that the universe is going to help you. All you have to do is ask in that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
This is a really prosperous time for you,
mm-hmm.
is what the angels are showing me. Okay? Are you familiar like with the yin-yang, like the sign? It's like the little
yes.
circle with the two little balls?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're sort of like in a reversed cycle, it looks like. And that means that this is going to be like outgoing energy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to be more logical during this time, okay?
Okay.
But during this time, you're going to find this is going to be a time of new beginnings. And
okay.
some of them are going to be really significant, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
So you just have to really take advantage of this beautiful cycle that
okay.
I'm seeing, that the angels are showing, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that, you know, there's going to be something better coming in regard to either better pay or a better job,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
I'm getting, like, a new situation, okay?
Yes.
And
good.
The right
good.
Position and the right pay is what I'm getting, okay?
Yes, good.
And the angels are saying, Annette, under no circumstances
mm-hmm.
should you give up. Things are
oh,
on the
yeah.
upswing, okay? Even if
yes.
you don't see it, as you and I are
amen.
Connecting, they're on the upswing, okay?
Amen.
There's going to be
yes.
a lot of improvement in your life, okay?
Thank you.
And
yes.
this is going to be an excellent time to find work and to ask for and receive, you know, like, more money, a promotion. This is the perfect time for you. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting this is gonna lead to bigger and better things for you. Okay?
I want that. DC, I want that. Because I deserve it. I don't
have it.
Deserve
you know what, honey?
Sitting
that,
in a cube and
well,
doing
that's
nothing.
Beautiful. It's coming, honey. Please believe, okay? Okay, so what I wanted to tell you is I'm seeing your sacral chakra, and that's the second chakra from the bottom, okay?
Yes.
And do you know what the key words are with that sacral chakra? Do you know
no,
what they
I
are?
Don't. No, I don't.
I want. And what did you just say?
I want.
Yeah, yeah.
I want.
So
yes.
just, you know, just visualize. This is, like I said, this beautiful chakra. It's right below the
mm-hmm.
belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Just you have a beautiful ball of orange energy, and it's going right into the belly area. It's spinning, and it's sparkling, but you know what? It's just getting happier, and it's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, Annette, it's so big that it's beyond you. It's beyond your house. It's beyond your
wow.
city. And it encompasses the whole universe, okay? So you're energizing the beautiful sacral chakra. And what are you doing? You're attracting creativity. You're attracting joy. You're attracting passion.
Yeah.
And you're bringing love into your life. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And when I say bringing love into your life, literally you may be bringing love into your life. I just wanted to let you know that's what I'm seeing as well. And we have Archangel Raphael with you, and he's going to come in and he's going to bring some divine light of his own, and he's going to help heal your body. Okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
At this time, please close your eyes, allow Archangel Raphael to come in, as well as the other healing angels. And they're all standing around you, hon, and they're placing their hands upon you, Annette. And you're blessed to receive, you know, all the beautiful healing right now, okay? And it's going to come on all levels. And all you have to do is accept it.
Okay.
And I even see, you know what, you're moving in the right direction. There might even be a new home involved, hon. Everything's moving in a beautiful direction, Annette. God loves you, and we love you too, hon.
You know, I have to be honest. After the death of my sister, and I had to quickly move. I have no contact with my family. My niece, I was taking care of my niece, and everything just fell apart after the death of my sister.
Everything is falling together now, hon, okay? So everything's falling together. Okay, just release any kind of worries, and every kind of fear, and just, like you said, whatever is on your mind, talk to the angels, talk to God, and know that you're moving in such a beautiful direction. There's going to be healing on all levels, okay? And that all is well, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
And just notice how everything is transforming. It's, you know, everything's going in a positive direction. Okay?
Okay.
And if you find that you start, like, not believing that, just simply, you know, ground yourself and breathe.
Okay.
And then pray, and then you're going to bring yourself back into that positive state again.
Okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
Eileen? Oh, God bless.
Yeah. Hi, Annette. You know, hi, sweetheart. I'm so sorry for the loss of your sister. How long ago was it?
It was a year ago in February.
Oh, that's still very fresh, isn't it? You know, the first thing that came, well, not the first thing that came in, but one of the things that came in was sweetheart. And then they told me, don't call her sweetheart. We want to tell you. She is a sweetheart. You have a very sweet heart. You are very loving and kind, and you flow that kindness to others. And so don't give up, because you really, that's a good creation to have. Be patient with yourself. There is, you know, in reference to work and stuff, there really isn't some exciting new endeavors coming true for you. And with that, protect what you created. Just know to believe in yourself. Don't give up. You are so worthy. You are so worth it. In all fairness, just know that the situations will be handled fairly. But just take that quiet time to really contemplate that. And once you've done all that and you kind of gripped your sunk your feet in and feel a little bit stronger, what I want you to really do is I want you to unleash a little bit of adventure for yourself. You have really been holding yourself back for this last year.
Yes.
You need to be a little daring with yourself.
Yeah.
You need to break out. You have built a enclosure around yourself.
Yes.
And it is time. You've really got to break out. Just what I'd like you to do is I would like you to imagine a white light within your heart. And then I want you to put that ball of white light in your hand. And I want you to start working it, pulse it in and out between the two palms of your hand. And I want you to move your hands out further and further and further. And as that white light grows bigger, I want you to keep it growing. And then I want you to hold it up over the top of your head. and I want you to bring it all the way down to your feet. And now you've been enclosed in a ball of white light. And with that, ask that all your angels, guides, guardians, and loved ones, including your sister that moved on, to surround you within that white light and give you the messages, answers, and guidance in which you your heart desires. You don't have to know what it is. They know what to give you. And then I want you to ask the angels to go ahead and take a violet color, and I want you to surround that white light with a dome of violet, and that is going to give God's guidance to you. And then I want you to take a pink, a really beautiful, beautiful pink, violet, that magenta, but a little bit more rose pink color, and I want you to drop that over the top. And I want you to ask Archangel Michael to protect you in all that you ask and all that you do. And I want you to hold that around yourself and put it like a dome, kind of like the dome they put over the rose in Beauty and the Beast, the movie Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
And put that dome over you and allow those vibrations of that light to protect you. And that's what I give you tonight. And I give that gift to everyone else. Go ahead and do that for yourself. I am going to go ahead and I want to thank you, Annette, for calling in
tonight.
Thank
you. Thank all of you so very much.
You're welcome.
You.
And angel blessing. Thank you for calling Angel Antics. And Tina Marie, I want to thank you for coming in with us tonight and being our guest. I would love to have you back again. The energy of the show tonight was phenomenal. Thank you.
It is our pleasure, and it would be a pleasure and an honor to join both of you beautiful Earth Angels again.
All right. Can you tell
you.
Everybody how we can get a hold of you real quick?
AngelDreamTeam.com.
All right.
That's
AngelDreamTeam.com.
Yes, and Angel Dream Team is also our Facebook page. We have a monthly international angel gathering that we record. It's free. You need to register. It is on the home page. All they have to do is scroll down and register for it. If they like the in the beginning angel sacred space setting, then they might really enjoy the international angel gathering. Archangel Raphael comes in. We do a burning bowl and then a guided meditation, which whatever angel decides to pop in at that time.
Beautiful. How wonderful. Well, that's where you can find her, angeldreamteam.com or Angel Dream Team on Facebook. And, of course, you know to find DC Love at DC Love, all in caps, at Facebook, and Eileen Powers at Facebook. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And, again, thank you so much, Terry Marie, for joining us. I hope to have you back soon. You really just rose the energy tonight, and I was really ecstatic to sit in this flow of energy with you. Thank you so much. DC, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, and I love Terry and all our listeners. Love and light to everyone.
All right, angel blessings, and don't forget to have a few antics out there with your angels. Love you all. Good night.
Love and light. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Terry Marie. Thanks for joining us. Good night, DC. I love you.